Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. Hour number two, talking some football with the one and only Christopher Dwayne Sanders, who joins us now. Chris, what's up?
Man, I am good. I'm feeling good today. We got a scrimmage against Blackman today, so we're going to see how we do today. I'm very excited. Feels different, but ready to get after it.
Well, I'm excited because here in a few weeks, I get to watch you guys against Pearl Cone, so that's going
to
be fun.
Oh, yeah. Are you going to say hi, Tim? I'll be like, hey, how you doing? Are you going to big boy me and just walk by?
No, I'll say hi. I'll say hi. Don't worry. You're my dude, Chris. I mean,
we're family, man. You're my dude.
Do you remember Tomer Barnes?
Yeah. Yes. He was there my freshman year.
Okay.
He was a good player. He was feisty. He was one of those defensive backs that you want to fight in practice, but a great player, but did some goofy stuff.
Okay. Well, Coach Fisher was talking about him yesterday, so.
Yeah.
I figured you might remember him.
Yeah, I remember him blocked. Oh, go ahead.
No, yeah, go. I was just, finishing that. But
he lost a game for it. You should remember that guy. He lost a Dolphins game for you.
I know, but then on the flip side, the next week, he blocks a punt and scoop and score.
Don't matter. You lost a Dolphins game. Get out of town,
Mr.
man.
Mr. Positive.
And you can't get past a 5'10", 180-pound cornerback. You don't need to be in the league.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's a true story. Hey, true story.
First few days of training camp for the Titans. I know obviously rules have changed a little bit, but what do you think they wanted to accomplish in the first 3-4 days before they put the pads on?
I mean, just want to lay a foundation. I know that sounds kind of like coaches talk, but you want to lay a foundation. Then once you put the pads on, now you start creating an identity. Because Sala, I can't pronounce the name right, but coach, head coach, is he wants to create identity of tough, physical, violent guys. And once you put the pads on, now you start, creating an identity. But when you have the pads off, you just kind of lay a foundation, make sure the quarterback is making the right reads, make sure the offensive line is in the right spot, and just make sure the timing is good. But once you start putting the pads on, now you want to start identifying an identity that you want to build.
How much do you think that the kind of the off-season workouts that Cam had with his receivers could potentially pay off in training camp and then obviously the preseason?
I mean, you're starting to see it. I mean, you saw – I think there was a play that Alec Iomanner made where he caught it, at a high point where he can make the play and then make the touchdown. It's just timing stuff and just throwing it in a spot to where only the wide receiver can make the play. So I think that even though, they did some things in offseason of, running routes and just getting the timing route, now you've got to start putting it into fruition, and that's what you're starting to see right now.
Talking to our man, Chris Sanders. Hey, what's the after the scrimmage tonight, do you guys do conditioning? Do y'all run or anything?
No, we just got out of camp, and camp was a monster. So we're not going to really do that. I mean, if a kid is like has a bad attitude or something, whatever, we have them running on the side. But after that, nah, I'm trying to get home and watch, press my luck. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, as you should do that as well. Well, we're talking to our man Chris Sanders out here. Now, listen, we talk about these first days of camp. It's a lot coming at you. Lots going on that's been happening. And you've told Chase and I the opportunities are for guys that are second and third and fourth team are limited, but you had a great thing you said to us. You've always said this: don't bitch about what you don't have. Yep. Be grateful what you do have, and that's the opportunity.
Absolutely.
So every time a guy gets in a rep, do what you can do, right?
Yeah, it's all about opportunity. And I'm going to talk about a guy who I really, really love, Derek Mason. You know, when we went to the Super Bowl, he was the sixth receiver, so he waited for his opportunity. And then next year, they know that opportunity came. So now you got these young guys that are coming in and like, okay, I'm second string, I'm third string, I might play a little bit. But here's the deal. You always have to be ready, because if you're going to sit there and complain, well, I'm second string and I'm third string, this and that, then you're going to find yourself getting in the starting role and you're going to mess up. I'll give you a perfect example. There was a wide receiver that nobody knew that was really, really good. His last name was Hall. He did great. He was killing everybody one-on-one, but he was consistently mad where he was on the depth chart and also mad at the offensive coordinator. So I get hurt and a couple of other guys get hurt. He gets in the game against, I think it was Green Bay in Kansas City, and he drops two touchdowns. Mm. So those are the things you can't do. You say, okay, you know what? Even though I'm second string, I'm going to play so well that you have to play me. So you got to have the mindset of, you know what? I'm in the league. I have a great opportunity. I got two choices, to get better, get better. I'm going to get better and try to play as well as I can.
If there's a young guy that's going through, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on, you know this quite well, on these guys. Is there ever a time, I know 30 years ago it would have been frowned upon if you took the coach and said, look, man, I'm struggling with a few things. You think that's embraced more? Because I hope it is. I hope a player can go to a coach and say, look, a lot going on, man. Just know where my mind is. I'm doing the best I can. Does that work?
I mean, but see, here's the deal. If you help them off the field, they're going to win on the field. I mean, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, if a kid comes to me and says, you know, coach, man, I'm dealing with some things. So if we deal with the stuff off the field, now he's going to win on the field. And I'm going to tell you, two guys that really helped me in my life, because I was a mess back then. I mean, I was all over the place. I was insecure, all this crazy stuff. But then I sat down and I talked to Les Steggle, listen, how do I do these things? I'm going through trials. I'm going through tribulations. And then I talked to Sherman Smith. And I know they're not my biological dad, but it's more than just coaching, because if we just build football players at the end of their career, and they don't become great, then I lost. But if I build the man, then you're going to build the player. Now it's a legacy of success.
Robert Staal was talking today about guys that are on that proverbial bubble and said, how can you make the team? Mm-hmm. He's like, special teams. So,
yes.
So, I mean, look, he's right, right? I mean, you've got to make yourself diverse and be available to do anything on that football team.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, you have to say, right, you got to be willing to do anything. And I shared this story before. 1996, there was a guy that came in from Texas A&M named Chris Sanders. I mean, true story. His name was Chris Sanders also. So this is the last preseason game. I think we're scrimmaging the Washington Redskins, and he was on the bubble. He wasn't going to make the team. So he went up to the special teams coach. He said, you know what? He never played kickoffs. He said, can I just go out there and just try kickoff? He said, the coach was like, yeah, I'll put you on there. Put that joker on there. And back in the day, you can have a wedge. He jumped over the wedge and made the tackle, and the whole sideline gets crazy. So now they're in the meeting room. Okay, who should we pick? Should we pick this guy or this guy? They're going to remember the guy that jumped over the wedge and made the tackle. Guess who made the team? We had two Chris Sanders on the team.
Oh, I love it. You know, I never played kickoff coverage. I was on kickoff return, but I'm telling you.
Right.
To pick off a guy running down the field that didn't see me and just blasting that dude. I will tell you right now, there is no drug on the planet that made me feel that type of high when I would de-cleat a dude. And if you're playing football and you don't feel that way, you shouldn't play football.
Man, I'm a receiver. I'm going to hit somebody once in a while. Once in a while, I'm going to hit you. Maybe once in a while I'll catch you slipping, but you can't really do that. I tried to do this. I don't know if you remember that defensive back from the Dallas Cowboys named Teague. You remember him?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember him.
It's George Teague from Alabama.
Yeah, I tried to sneak in one time. I'm like, ooh, I got him. Next thing you know, I was on the sideline waking up. So you got to pick and choose on who you're going to do. If it's a small guy, I'm going to go after him. But if it's somebody like Teague or Ray Lewis, I got to pick and choose when I do it.
Oh, I would just run just right and like, oh, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I should have did that when I tried to hit Teague.
Well, Chris, good luck with the scrimmage. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hey, love you guys so much. Y'all take care.
You too. Chris Sanders, Forever Titans wide receiver, joining us on the program. We'll react to some of that and much more coming up next, 102.5 The Game.